Hello and welcome to CICK News. CICK News is your local and regional news coverage provided by me, Pamela Hassan, and Dan Messick for Smithers Community Radio. This news program is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada, and our aim is to provide local coverage on stories that affect the lives of Northerners like you. In today's episode of CICK News, we dive into two community stories highlighting the challenges and triumphs of local organizations. Firstly, I'm speaking with Lisa Schmidt, the Director of Counseling and Support Programs at the Kassan Society in Terrace, about their all-gender trauma counseling service, which is attempting to renew its funding. Then we turn our attention to the Smithers Art Gallery's battle to retain their lease at the Creation Station at 3866 Railway Ave in Smithers. It's a community hub for art education, and we're going to hear from both Nicole Chernish, the gallery's director, and Mayor Gladys Attrill to hear two perspectives on the issue. Let's get started now with my conversation with Lisa Schmidt.
I'm working as the Director of Counseling and Support Programs at Kassan Society.
Thank you, Lisa, for taking the time to speak with me. I'm wondering if we can dive right in, and if you can describe what all-gendered trauma counseling is.
So we're calling it all-genders trauma counseling because we want all genders to be able to access counseling services and not feel like there's no place for them. So we don't specialize, say, in any sort of gendered counseling, but we're open to supporting anybody of any gender or gender diverse folks. Anybody really is welcome to come access our services is the point of that.
When I was reading about the program, something that stood out to me is that typically there is trauma counseling that is aimed toward women, which is more common. But is this program filling a gap that the Kassan Society noticed exists in Terrace or Hazelton or the Kispiox area?
Absolutely. So we have core funding for counseling for women and outreach services for women, but we didn't have any counseling for men. So we started out applying on grants to provide funding primarily for men's counseling. And unfortunately, the men's or all genders counseling is not a core funded program. And this is why we're applying on different grants to continue the service. For sure, we notice that there are men, and we don't just want to be binary in talking about men or women. Anybody who walks into our organization that doesn't identify as a woman, who says that they could use some support, they're witnessing violence or they're using violence in relationships, we want to be able to support them. And so this is free and confidential counseling by qualified therapists that isn't available in a lot of areas, and I think especially for men. Yeah. But how do you, like, the point is, how do you support a woman who's experienced relationship violence and wants to either stay in that relationship or get into another relationship with a fellow, and the men haven't had any access to supports and counseling? Women can't just continue to do all the work. Everybody has to make some changes, right? And everybody needs support. So with our core-funded programs, with our women's trauma counselor, our mandate is to support women who have experienced violence. So like you say, the victims and survivors of violence, whereas we don't limit it to that for men and non-binary gender-diverse folks. Those folks who use violence or experience violence, they're all welcome here because it's all part of the cycle of violence. It's all part of the bigger picture.
So now I want to speak a little bit about the nuts and bolts of the program. How many counselors are available in your all-genders trauma counseling?
Right now, we only have one counselor who works full-time, and she's available for the community. And also, she goes into some of our programs that we have at Kassan, supportive housing and emergency shelter, and supports some of the folks who are at a stage where counseling would be helpful. But most of the folks we see are from the community. We do have another counselor, but she's specified for women. And we also have, we have a counseling practicum student program here. So we often have a counseling practicum student too, who can see some folks, men and women, but currently the one we have right now is just seeing women. It's a pretty small program, but it's like one of the only programs in the area. I don't know of another program in this area anyway that's free and confidential. I would guess that there's trauma counseling for men in that are that's available through Indigenous funding and other organizations, just a lot of the folks that we see. And so I think it's a quick, easy step, and there's no qualifying people coming in. Nobody has to give a status number. Nobody has to give their social insurance number or their PHN, nothing like that. If somebody walks through our door and says they need support, if we can assess that there's been family or relationship violence, then we'll support them.
I saw on the Terrace City Council notes that the Kasan Society is requesting a letter of support for their application for the Northern Development Initiative Trust Fund. So, can you tell me what you're requesting aside from support from Terrace City Council?
So the request to council was a letter of support in our application to NDIT, because my understanding is that NDIT requires your city to support your application. In the past, we've applied for funding through NDIT for mental health outreach clinicians in our organization, because we're primarily funded by BC Housing, and our shelters are 24/7 programs, and they don't staff professional staff like counselors and clinicians. And so we had got grant funding for that, and that was really useful as well. But at this, and NDIT provided some funding for that. And this, we're applying on the All Genders Trauma Counseling this time for them to support us to do that. Currently, we are using up funding from Women's Shelters Canada and Rio Tinto, and that'll be running out soon.
If your NDIT application is denied, will you then be looking for private funding in order to ensure that this vital program keeps going?
Absolutely, we're not going to stop looking. Yeah, but there are other avenues that we can apply for funding, and we'll do what we can. This position has definitely become vital to the service that we're providing here. I don't even know what we would do without our counselor that we've got here right now. She's such a good part of our team, and really helps to, like you said, to fill in some of those gaps for folks in our community.
Lisa, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me about this today and to explain a little bit about the program. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. I've been speaking to Lisa Schmidt, the Director of Counseling and Support Programs at the Kasan Society in Terrace, about the All Genders Trauma Counseling Program.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for reaching out.
Hi, it's Nicole from the Smithers Art Gallery.
Okay, Nicole, I'd like to know about the letter that the Smithers Art Gallery received from the town, and then also if you can let me know what the agreement had been for the use of the Creation Station.
So we received notification from the town on October 30th that they were not going to renew our lease at Creation Station. So what we received was a short-term lease from now until August 31st, 2025 for the space. And back in 2017, we had negotiated the lease for Creation Station to offer visual arts education programming to the community. And that lease started February 2018 until February 2023, where we went month to month. As I, at that time, had asked for a 10-year lease in the space so that we could access some grant funding to create greater accessibility into the space for the community.
And as we know too, the need for community arts and recreation and space for classes is desperately needed in Smithers.
It absolutely is. As far as I understand, the Creation Station is the only non-sport indoor recreation facility in Smithers.
Nicole, for people who maybe don't know a little bit of the ins and outs of the Creation Station, when the
Yes.
gallery got the lease in 2018, what were you promoting that this space would allow you to do?
We pitched it to do exactly what it is doing. At the time, we did not have a physical space to run programming. So we were either running it right in the art gallery, or we would have to look around town to try and find a space, which is why when you look in 2017, we didn't have any programming after school for children or weekends or any other time. The only programs we had were two summer camps that were 1 week long. And now this year we had 13 after school programs, weekend programs, 14 summer camps, and two spring break camps. You can see the tremendous impact for a community that truly is desperate for children's care, the impact that this facility has had for us. We just didn't have space before. So that really is what we wanted it for, was to provide this programming. And we've increased adult programming as well. We've gone from having 10 courses a year to having 28 courses a year. And this fall, 7 of the courses that we offered had a waiting list because it's still not enough. There's still a massive demand for visual arts programming. People are looking for ways to round out their lives and get that quality of life experience. And this is a way to do it.
When you hear that it's going to be office space for town staff, what is your reaction to that?
It was incredibly disappointing, honestly. It did feel like we're being looked at in a different way than other kind of service providers, recreation service providers in the community. So the municipality provides sport facilities. So we have arenas. They contribute to the pool. We have soccer fields. We have baseball diamonds. And so we feel, it felt a little bit lopsided. Like, why are the arts considered differently than sport in terms of providing those facilities? I thought perhaps there would be other municipal spaces that could be utilized for offices rather than this facility that's been, we've just, it's full all the time. We had 400 people participate in courses in 2024. So it highly utilized 140 days of programming, which is very similar to what the arenas are open for. So it's quite similar, but we are being treated somewhat differently, it feels to me. I know there are space concerns for town staff, but I do feel like other things could be looked at in terms of the impact this is going to have on our community.
The Art Gallery AGM that's happening at noon today, do you have any kind of predictions? Have you gotten quite a bit of feedback or response ever since this news came out about the gallery losing the Creation Station?
We have had a lot of response, people indicating that they want to send letters to the town, different other service organizations who are saying we can't afford to lose these childcare opportunities, because we know not everyone does it just for the arts. They're looking for ways to keep their children engaged in what's going on and provide options, since there aren't a lot of childcare opportunities here. And so we have had that kind of feedback. I'm not sure if everyone's going to show up en masse at the AGM to make those views known, or if they're at home writing about their experiences and passing that on to council in that way. But certainly we look forward to hearing from people and providing as much guidance as we can, and also to trying to come up with solutions to not completely lose visual arts education in our community.
I guess just lastly, if you could tell me, if you could tell our listeners how people, if they do feel passionate to write a letter, how can they do that?
Sure. We have a link on our website to a template that will just guide you through the process, because there's a few things you need to have. We're asking people to really do that as soon as possible, so that everything needs to be in on Wednesday, November 20th, so that it can be at the next council meeting, that can be submitted to the agenda. And we also have an online petition that will also be linked on our website. So if people go to www.smithersart.org, you'll see the link there so that you can sign that petition, send your own letter. And listen, we'd love to hear what you have to say, because it just, it does mean so much to us when we hear how much of an impact what we do in the community has on individuals. And truly, it's why we're here. We're here to serve the community. It's not about us. It's about everyone out there.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
No problem. Thank you so much, Pam.
Hi, I'm Gladys Attrell, Mayor of Town of Smithers.
Okay, so Mayor Attrell, there has been some public announcements that's come from the Smithers Art Gallery about the ending of their lease of the Creation Station. So can you tell me how the decision was made by the town to repurpose that building specifically for office space for town staff?
Well, I think it's been a part of an ongoing discussion. So we are short of space and it's our building. So there's been discussion over a period of time, and the decision was made to take that space back for our purposes. When it was provided for the art gallery, before it was called the Creation Station, It was a temporary measure. At the time, we were in a position where we thought we were moving ahead with the library gallery, and it was meant to be a holdover until that was done. So that, in fact, hasn't happened, and I recognize this puts a strain on the services of the gallery, and at the same time, it's our building, and the decision has been made to use it for what we need. So it's a hard decision.
Is the use of the building at 3866 on Railway Ave in Smithers temporary, or what does the lease length look like for this building being used as office space for town employees?
I don't know that for sure. I mean, we'll see how things go in the future. We're looking at what can be done in the building that we have. It has a second floor, so there's work being done to determine how we can best use that, what sort of a project that would be, how long it'll take. And in the meantime, you know, we have additional folks that we need to house. So the choice is either we rent space externally or we use our buildings. So currently we do have some external space that's rented for the community safety officers. And the intention is to put them on our property and at some point move additional staff in there as well. But it will be a bit of a phased approach.
Mayor Attrill, I spoke to Nicole Chernish, the director at the Smithers Art Gallery, about this issue. And one of the things that she brought up so passionately was that this space was not rented and being used only as a space for art and art making and art classes, but it also kind of became de facto childcare at time, which we know is so desperately needed in Smithers. So do you have a comment to that portion of this, which is that this also became a bit of a gap-filling space for much-needed childcare?
You know, I don't know really how I could separate that out. I mean, I appreciate the work that the gallery has done. They have made great use of that building. This doesn't come easy for me. I appreciate the work they've done, the programs they've done, the vitality of the arts community. This for us is just a space need, and that sounds very bleak and harsh, that we need to recognize the needs of all in the community. And we do provide grants and aid for arts organizations as well, and that's still there. And I don't know an easy way to come up with words that will make everyone feel good about this decision. It does displace those that are using the building as the creation station. I recognize that. There is a period of time. It's till the end of next August, so it's not immediate. And I appreciate the passion with which the artistic community is rising up of the municipality with buildings that we own. And if we chose to rent other space for our own services, we know how that's paid for. And we feel a lot of pressure from people as well to be responsible in what we do. So we're just trying to manage all of that. And there's not an easy way to squish all that through, you know, the tight budget lens. So this is a decision that we've landed at. And of course, it does have costs for the gallery.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me, Mayor Attrill.
Okay, thanks, Pam. You have a great day.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer Pam Hassan and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.